Mission Network News 2-Minute Version for Saturday, August 13th, 2005, in 3, 2, 1. I'm Ruth Bliss with Mission Network News. Escalating civil violence in Haiti's capital, Port-au-Prince, is directly affecting ministry in that beleaguered country. Bible League's Tim DeVries says they've had to curtail their evening training sessions. But while ministry vehicles are parked, he says people are desperate for God.
Even in the midst of these difficulties, making it more difficult for us to work with churches, things not happening, the economy completely a disaster, political disasters as well, kidnappings, even with all that, we are growing in the amount of people that are doing small group Bible studies in the churches planted.
Next, Here's Life Inner City has been able to help nearly 100,000 hungry children and adults every month, but that may be in jeopardy as they're facing a $120,000 shortfall. While donations of food and other supplies have increased, funding to pay the utilities hasn't. The warehouse ministry enables churches and other groups to share the gospel as they meet physical needs. Your donation will now be doubled because of a $30,000 matching gift. So go to our website to get connected. And finally, for 20 years, Florust has been providing agricultural and economic development work in the Dominican Republic with little or no spiritual fruit. But that's beginning to change. Florista Scott Sabin says they've established a lay leader Bible study program in partnership with local rural pastors.
We've trained 110 lay leaders to lead Bible studies, and we now have 82 regular Bible studies in 30 villages going. And the upshot of all that is 560 people are now involved in regular Bible study, and 113 people this last year made first-time decisions for Christ.
Sabin says local pastors are thrilled with the program because it's helping their churches grow. Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Sat7's free Atlas of Changed Lives is available by calling our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. It tells amazing Sat7 salvation stories and makes a great prayer guide for the Middle East and North Africa. You can also get a copy at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Bliss.